This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
It's a reunion.
It's a reunion, and we've got a new government or an old government, I guess. You know, you were doing the coverage.
Yeah, I was. I was
for BFM.
Yeah.
So you're on the Twitter feeds.
I was. Yes.
Making sure
getting all the hot takes out.
Was it stressing you out seeing everything going up and down and getting neck and neck?
It was, and it kept updating, so it was constantly changing all the time.
Ah, yes, yeah. Of course, amazing.
But
well,
we're
anyway,
here, and we're doing
here.
Something different.
Yes.
We're doing a metal album.
We're doing metal.
Never this done is a, before.
I think it, you've done
it's a
like...
first. It's a first.
You like your janglies, you like your hip-hops.
Janglies. I've done a bit of heavier rock, classic rock before.
But never this.
Never a metal album. But and what better metal album to start off with than Paranoid, Black Sabbath, which is turning 50.
50 years old, 50 everybody.
Years old, 50 years of metal, basically.
People out there.
So just a bit of background about Black Sabbath. So they're from Birmingham. And they formed in 1968, Ozzy Osbourne, obviously, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler and Bill Ward. And they were initially called the Pokatuck Blues Band, interesting name. And then they changed their name to Earth. And then they finally settled on Black Sabbath as a name. And they chose the name Black Sabbath because they wanted to kind of distinguish themselves from other bands at the time by adopting a sort of occult, satanistic themes and music inspired by horror films and, you know, that kind of stuff, that kind of imagery.
Rituals.
Rituals. They wanted to scare people, basically. In fact, some of their earlier shows, they actually scared a lot of the audience members out of the venue.
Beautiful.
With their kind of doomy, gloomy music they were playing. they just wanted to scare people with their heavy guitar-based rock music, dark lyrics. The cover of their first album is actually set in a graveyard, and there's this kind of quite forlorn, gloomy, hooded man on the cover.
Is it death?
It may be death. It probably is death. Let's just say it right now. It's death. this was kind of in stark contrast to a lot of what had happened in the late 60s. You had flower power, psychedelic rock, you know, the hippie movement, etc.
Yes.
And this is miles away from that. Musically, they were very much influenced, though, by the kind of UK blues, British rock invasion, bands like Cream, early Fleetwood Mac, that kind of thing. But they were going to turn it up a notch and, yeah, really, really make that music 10 times more heavier. And they basically, in the process, invented what became known as heavy metal. They're generally considered probably the first genuine metal band. I mean, obviously, there were hard rock bands before them and people who were kind of flirting with heavier sounds, but this is genuinely the kind of the first metal group. They really are pioneers of this genre.
Forgive me for asking, but what would define heavy metal aside from rock?
Yeah, well, it's kind music. Of it's very much based on obviously the guitar sound and just the overall sound production is very heavy, in your face, very loud. Bass, the riff is very important. It's kind of not, although it's influenced by kind of blues and blues rock, it's not really blues in a sense.
Okay.
The riffs are more rockified. I mean, you'll hear on this album, there are some classic riffs on this record.
Solid as a rock.
Iron Man is a good example.
Yes.
Paranoid, War Pigs. They're all classic riffs that, if you're learning to play guitar, like Iron Man is probably one of the first riffs you'll
ever learn.
If it's
banned in a guitar shop, it's probably metal.
I think that song has probably been banned in a guitar shop. I know Smoke on the Water has been banned in a lot of guitar shops.
Stairway to Heaven.
Exactly.
But that's not actually
metal,
though.
That's not really
metal, though.
No. That's more hard rock. But that's kind of it. If it's got a big, heavy guitar riff to it, and then obviously later on metal evolved to turn into kind of like thrash metal, speed metal. It's so many branches of metal. It's like, there's so many spin-offs. New metal.
Like, this album would actually be like considered quite chill compared to what's coming out today.
Yeah, basically. I would say so.
But they're the pioneers.
Exactly.
OG.
So they released their debut album, did very well, and they wanted to capitalize on the success of that. So they went straight back into the studio and did this record. And a lot of these songs, they started life as kind of live jams in concerts, and they kind of honed them down to actual compositions. And this is just classic riff-based metal, the origins of it, basically. And it's just a blueprint that many people have tried to copy ever since.
But never really truly succeeded at.
No. So let's start with the first single and the title track. This is Paranoid, very famous track, obviously. VH1 voted it in their top 40 metal songs of all time, and Q Magazine voted it the 11th best guitar song of all time. And it also was a hit for the band. It reached number 4 in the UK charts.
I just got a text in. Paranoid was my first album bought when it first came out.
Oh,
closely
wow.
followed by Deep Purple.
Oh, there you go then. Classic British.
If you want to text in 5395 and tell us about your Paranoid
experiences.
Yes.
Metal fans are very, very dedicated people.
It's intergenerational.
It is. If you go to metal festivals, particularly in like Europe, they're just hardcore heavy into it. It's quite extraordinary.
Mm. Yep. So what's the first song that
Paranoid.
We're going to be doing?
Paranoid,
oh, right.
Yeah.
We're doing Paranoid.
We're going straight into the deep end.
Okay. Here's Paranoid, y'all. Text in 5395 and let us know what you think.
Oh, someone's ringing.
Oh.
The phone lines are hot.
Oh.
Just reading up about the Ngāruahia Music Festival.
Yeah, so we had a caller, thank you very much for calling in, who told us that in 1974 they saw Black Sabbath play at the Ngāruahia Music Festival, and we were just reading about the antics. The opening act, Corbin Simpson, removed all his clothes on stage and was reported nationwide in the media. Black Sabbath burnt a cross on the hill while getting the entire audience to light a match or lighter. That would have been amazing.
I wonder what the local kingitanga thought of all that happening in their town.
Who knows? Who knows?
We also had a text in, someone saying Paranoid is the least heavy Black Sabbath song.
But we are still talking about 1970, and if we look at the music that was coming out then... the office is disagreeing with you.
The context of the...
I'm afraid.
Planet Caravan.
they're
pioneers.
It's not exactly Rammstein, but
no.
It's of its time.
But Rammstein wouldn't have existed.
Well, exactly. That is precisely true. All right. Well, we're going to move on to
a more whimsical song.
Whimsical song. Yeah, this is very more proggy. I think proggy, prog rocky.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't really
experimental.
Yeah, disconnect from the.
This is called Fairies Wear Boots. I love that title. And it's the closing track on the record. And it's it was actually written after the bass player, Geezer Butler, was called a fairy because of his long hair by a group of skinheads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yes, they wouldn't be very whimsical, would
no.
they?
No. So that's where the title of that song comes from.
Well done, boys. Alrighty, thank you very much. Texan 5395, tell us about your Sabbath.
Your Sabbath experience.
Your Sabbaths.
We'll be right back.
Kia ora, everyone. If you have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
We're just discussing some of the antics of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, we're looking at Black Sabbath's Paranoid from 1970.
So there was one incident, obviously, where someone threw a bat on the stage, a dead bat, and he bit the head off it and threw it back into the audience.
Yes. So on January 20th, 1982, Osbourne bit the head off a bat during a live show at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Iowa. The creature thought to be already dead was thrown on stage by a fan, and the musician only realized afterward that the bat was real and not, in fact, made of rubber. With Osbourne swiftly rushed to hospital from the concert for rabies shots.
Yeah.
Because you get rabies from bats.
You do. And then there was
get all kinds of things from bats.
You do.
COVID. Damn. Well, don't eat bats.
No. No. And don't snort ants either.
Yeah, apparently that's what he did. Yeah. But, we don't know anything about
it's
that.
It's all myth and legend. Shall we talk about the reception and the legacy?
Yes.
All right. So the album was a massive success. It went to number one in the UK, number 12 in the US, and critics were all over it with universal acclaim, very impressed with the sound that they were basically inventing. Mm. And since its release, it's now considered, obviously, a classic metal album, one of the great metal albums. Rolling Stone voted it the best metal album of all time, and Guitar World voted it the sixth best guitar album. Sorry.
It's considered Amelia's just scoffing in the next room.
It's considered one of, if not their best albums. We've had a bit of debate with a texter who says the first album is better. It's truly massively influential, obviously.
And yeah, bats are totally all good, by the way. I'm not saying that they're not bad, but just don't eat them.
And obviously Black Sabbath, massive influence on a lot of genres within and outside metal that's come afterwards. Obviously grunge, punk, metal, obviously, and all the spin-off genres that metal invokes. Obviously, Ozzy Osbourne stayed with them until 1979 before he embarked on a very successful solo career when he became, the Prince of Darkness and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And while Black Sabbath remained together on and off right until 2017, they had lots of people come and go. Ronnie James Dio joined the band. And then Ozzy reunited with them, and they did one final tour in 2017 before retiring. And it doesn't look like they're going to get back together at this stage. But Ozzy's had a very successful solo career. He was on reality TV.
Started reality TV.
Pretty much the Osbournes, great series.
Oh my God.
And
he's responsible for the Kardashians.
Pretty
you realise that, right?
Pretty much.
Terrible.
But I think the Osbournes was a much funnier series than the Kardashians. Oh, you're just looking at the text line again?
Yeah, Rondelius from Estonia. Rondelius from Estonia, who did a whole album of Black Sabbath covers in medieval styles.
Oh, wow.
It is awesome.
Damn, that sounds cool.
I do like this Baroque rock.
Well, obviously Viking metal's a thing.
Yeah, a treatment of
and
things.
And yeah, there's a lot of medieval kind of interaction here and like themes and stuff coming in. Baroque.
Wizards.
There's a song on the first album called The Wizard.
Magic wands.
Fairies in boots, that
and
kind of
wonderment.
Thing. So I think we'd finish with one of their best love songs. I think it's probably my favourite off this album anyway. It's War Pigs, obviously, closing track, and Guitar World named it the best metal song of all time. And it became a bit of an anti-war song as well over the years. Just a great album closer, great lyrics, and Just fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to be reunited with you once more, Sam.
In the room. Thank you for the text.
Yes.
Great conversations.
Great.
Yeah.
And well done, everyone. Here's some Sabbath.
Rock on.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. War pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.